Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It is a gym class for a Thursday coming your way on KGYM. And we got a great show for you. Dave Kochan will join us from Vegas. Plenty to talk about in preparation for Super Bowl 54. Also on the program, Kevin Lehman. It is Off the Glass as we talk college basketball. Speaking of college basketball, we take a look ahead to tonight's Iowa-Maryland game and more. It's gym class for this Thursday coming your way right here on KGYM. Greetings, everyone, and welcome into the gym class for this Thursday on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Zach Schmidt's buttons on the other side of the glass as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, along with 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, still 107.5 FM as well, and 106.3 in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Dave Kochan from Las Vegas will join us. I think a few things to talk about with Dave, and we'll go over that coming up in a little bit. We'll talk some college hoops with Kevin Lehman, the coach who will join us with Off the Glass, our weekly basketball segment. That'll be coming up a little bit later on in the program here today. You can always reach us via the text line, the First Federal Credit Union text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And you can learn more about First Federal by not only going to their website, but also going to our website as well at kgymradio.com. We encourage you to do so. We will have for you a Bowling Night in America recap as well. We hope to have the standings by then. I don't know if it's a computer glitch today or exactly what's happening, but we usually have the standings by now, but no standings have been updated. But we'll give you what we know coming up a little bit later on. And we will let you know how Zach Johnson is doing. He's off to a good start in the desert at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. And as folks know that follow the world of golf, that is the PGA's carnival-like atmosphere, Mark. 16th hole packs in, what, 100,000 people?
Certainly on a weekend, and Zach Johnson just passed the 16th hole.
And they've been served, by the way, yes, on the 16th hole.
Yes. It's a festive atmosphere, to be sure. And Zach Johnson, as you mentioned, the Cedar Rapidian, two-time major champion. On the course, his first nine holes, he is through seven holes, three under par for Zach Johnson. He's playing the 17th hole right now, a birdieable
Reachable par four.
So Zach off to a good start. The leader right now at seven under par is J.B. Holmes, and he's in the clubhouse. So we'll keep you up to date on Zach,
who did well last week. J.B. Holmes did until a Friday meltdown, but a lot of the same guys that did well last week at Torrey Pines are starting to do well this week. So we'll let you know how Zach finishes up and gets on to his second nine, which is the front nine coming up in just a little bit.
No, Tiger's not playing. Don't worry about it.
Buttons, Tiger's not playing. That's his guy. 319-366-1600. Sad news today. To start things off, this was just announced about an hour ago. The world of racing, we kind of knew that this might be. It's a sad, sad situation anytime cancer strikes. John Andretti. Passing away today at the age of 56, and one of the more versatile drivers in the last, gosh, two or three decades. Was a USAC driver, IndyCar driver, NASCAR driver, IMSA driver. If it had four wheels, he would drive it. And just sad. It looked as though John was diagnosed with cancer several years ago. Actually, then went in for treatments, thought everything was okay, and the cancer reemerged even worse about a year ago. And unfortunately, we lost John Andretti today. And very sad in the world of auto racing today.
Yeah, he was very versatile. No question about it. Maybe didn't achieve the heights as some of the other Andretti's, but nevertheless, like you said, there's four wheels. He was driving it. And very young age, obviously, to be taken.
Michael's cousin.
Michael's cousin, yeah.
It's Mario's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Mario's brother, Aldo. That is, John was Aldo's son. And that's Marco's uncle. Or no. Would it be? No. Godfather. Anyway, they're related. So, too bad. Too bad right there as far as the world of racing is concerned. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to reach us via the text line. That's the First Federal Credit Union text line. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We've got Iowa and Maryland coming up tonight, and that will be in College Park. That should be a very interesting game. Maryland is unbeaten at the Xfinity Center so far this year, and they've beaten some real toughies over there as Iowa looks for the season sweep tonight.
Certainly a stiff test for Iowa, which has been hot. And I'm very much looking forward to the matchup between Jalen Smith and Luca Garza in the middle. Smith, a very talented 6'10 player who's got a little chippiness to him. But I think it's going to be a very interesting matchup. The game probably, and we'll talk to Kevin Lehman about this, probably decided by somebody other than those two.
Correct.
They'll probably equalize each other. I could be wrong. But looking forward to this one. And it's a very interesting week for Iowa. Already one win under its belt against Wisconsin and now facing games against Maryland and Illinois on Sunday. You take a split, right?
Well, you'd like to win two, but yes. I think Iowa would take a split at this time. Whether it's a win tonight or however way you want to slice it. I think deep down, yeah, you want to win two. Deeper down, it's okay. If go 1-1 in this situation, I think everything will be okay. Iowa won on January the 10th, 3 weeks ago, beating Maryland 67-49 in Iowa City on a snowy Friday night. Maryland didn't play well that game.
No, they're going to score more than 49 tonight,
yeah.
I have to believe.
Maryland just did not play well in that game last night. Iowa State did not have a good showing in the second half, especially down the stretch. Baylor pulled away last night, and the Bears remain on top of the Big 12 and on top of the college basketball world, along with Gonzaga right now, as they got the victory last night over Iowa State. I really thought the Cyclones were going to have a real good shot at winning that game. I really thought that going in, and just didn't. Baylor's tough and physical, and especially in the inside, and they don't play a real regular Big 12 type game. They play more of a Big 10 game than a Big 12 game. And that's not a bashing of Big 12. Big 12 has a little bit more finesse than the Big 10, a little bit more up and down, a little bit more 94 feet, a little bit more three-pointers going up more often. But Baylor's more of a Big 10 team, in my opinion.
Very versatile team, very quick. And certainly has, at least it showed to me last night, Baylor with more talent. Iowa State didn't get anything out of the big guys, Condit and Solomon Young. And clearly it was a mismatch, I thought. I too thought it would be closer. Would the game go off at 4 or 5 points,
something like that.
In favor of Baylor? And that clearly disappeared, but Iowa State now 9-11.
And having to go to Texas, who needs a win on Saturday for their own resume as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. Right now, unfortunately, the NCAA tournament is a kind of an outreach right now for the Iowa State Cyclones.
Oh, absolutely.
Things got to turn around, and they got to turn around very, very quickly for Steve Prohm's team to even think about it as far as getting into the tournament. Right now, it's looking like your only ticket is to win the Big 12 tournament at this point, but there's still a lot of basketball remaining.
Good news in Northern Iowa, and we remarked about this at Bowling Night in America as you were following the game. You went high in Missouri State. Missouri State, one of the, if not the favorite, to win the Valley. And you and I just burying Missouri State at home. I think Kevin Lehman was on that call, by the way. And coupled with Southern Illinois' victory over Loyola, all of a sudden Northern Iowa is back
first place,
sole possession of the lead in the Missouri Valley Conference. Bradley, Loyola, and Southern Illinois. Southern Illinois, 6-3 in the league, only 12-10 overall. And which teams has it beaten in the Valley?
I'll look that up for you right now.
Loyola and UNI, right?
True.
Yeah.
Southern Illinois is a pretty good basketball team. And Drake also falling at Indiana State last night by a couple. Southern Illinois' schedule. Let's see. They've played at St. Louis, lost that game, at Southern Miss, at Missouri. Nothing to write home about as far as their schedule is concerned. Just didn't get off to a good start. Playing well now, though. 319-366-1600. We haven't heard from Wally in a while.
I know.
How you doing, Wally?
How's everybody?
Good.
Well, two of the guys I talked to about the basketball team, and we're a little peeved off because Connor McCaffrey played 12 minutes and 28 seconds of the second half. And I got to thinking, how many of those guys, including myself, have coached college basketball? And McCaffrey said this before in his interview. I love listening to his interviews. The thing I love about the kid, I like him when he says that. He knows what he's doing with Joe Toussaint. He knows that he doesn't want his confidence to, fail him. He knows that this kid, the sky's the limit with him. I believe you guys might think the same thing. And if it means to sit him down and then have him come in and take, he didn't take over the ball game like he did the game before, where he scored, 13, 14 points and some rebounds. And he's a good foul shooter, he's starting to prove, too. So I just wanted to make that comment. I love Connor McCaffrey's toughness. And then I'm going to leave you guys with this to comment on. Okay. Doesn't it seem when he shoots his jump shot that he's shooting it right about, he releases it almost when he's on his way down, which causes the arc of the ball to flatten out. Now, his free throws are kind of flat, too, but nowhere near his jump shot. Can you comment on that? I'm going to guess Scott's a basketball player there. Mark and I got the golf down pat. I guess you do too, Scott. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Wally. Appreciate it. I look at Connor's. I don't think it's a question of he's shooting as he's starting to come down. What I notice about Connor and his shot is Connor puts a little bit of spin on that shot. Always has, and that's just the way he grew up shooting it. Very good free throw shooter, and he was mad at himself the other night for missing that one free throw on a two-shot situation down the stretch. I think it was after the flagrant foul on Mr. Davison. But Connor's always been a streaky shooter, and he always will be a streaky shooter. And when it's going down from the outside, and it has been earlier in this year for Iowa, he has helped out. And I think Connor knows in the back of his mind a couple things. Number one, he doesn't have to score a bunch for this team to be successful. He's got to be a distributor. And number two, I think he knows when the shot is going well and the shot is not going well. And when it's going well, he will shoot it. And when it's not going so well that night, he tends to be more of a distributor.
I will not begin to analyze Connor McCaffrey's shot. And to Wally's point, I was on the Jefferson varsity for a year or so. At any rate, Connor McCaffrey, I don't know that we'll ever be a pure long-range shooter.
No.
And like you said, Scott, his forte is ball handling, defense, and distributing the basketball. And I like his toughness as well. I agree with Wally on that. That's one of his biggest traits. But there's certain matchups and certain games that Connor McCaffrey is going to be better off in there than Joe Toussaint and vice versa. It's just the way basketball is. And I suspect tonight it might dictate more towards Toussaint. I don't know. Maryland has some good guards.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we'll see about that.
All right, 3:18. We're going to take a break, come back, and Dave Kokin's going to join us from Las Vegas. Plenty to talk about. Super Bowl 54 in the offing, and we'll get Dave's thoughts on that. Maybe a few prop bets. We'll see how it goes. Dave's coming up next here on the Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
The Iowa Attorney General's office has dedicated a hotline for survivors of clergy abuse. Advocates are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. to take confidential reports and refer survivors to resources. Know that you are not alone. Your story could help us better understand the issue and what actions to take. To make a confidential report, call 855-620-7000 or visit iowaattorneygeneral.gov.
Sponsored by the Office of the Iowa Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
You work hard and you deserve to get the most for your money. Like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks. So you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at wellmark.com.
Save big money on all of your home improvement projects right now at Menards. Stop into Menards Electrical Department and stock up on RCA audio and video accessories. Get game day ready with an indoor HD antenna. All in-stock antennas are on sale. Get an easy-to-install antenna that blends in with any home decor while providing free local HD TV programming. Right now, it's just $14.99 after rebate at Menards. Price is good through Saturday, February 1st.
Save big money at Menards.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It's a Metro NBC girl-boy doubleheader this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join us Friday at 5:50 on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 102.3 for the doubleheader as Linmar takes on Xavier on Saints Hall of Fame night. The rated Xavier girls will try to hold off the Lions to remain in the division title hunt in the girls' game, while the Saints and Lions are both coming off of wins in the boys' contest. That's NBC Basketball, presented by Hills Bank. Linmar at Xavier, Friday at 5:55 on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 102.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you in the Gym Class at 3:22 here in KGYM. Got some college basketball coming up tonight for you at 7:30. It'll be Arizona at Washington to take on the Huskies tonight. All three frequencies, all four frequencies coming up from ESPN tonight, beginning at 7:30. Dave Koken set to join us right now from Las Vegas. Give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Koken. SmokinKoken.com is the website. The red hot Dave Koken after a 5-0 night last night. You're peaking at the right time for the Super Bowl, Dave.
Any time you get hot is the right time.
Doesn't matter if the Super Bowl is coming or not, right?
I don't care if it's the last week in January or the first week in July. It doesn't matter to me. I'll take the winners.
No, Dave, one of those games you were on was Southern Illinois last night against then co-leading Loyola of the league. What'd you see in that game?
Oh, I like the revenge motive. Same season revenge is something I like, particularly when I've got a team that's got some positive momentum and is playing at home. So, you know, you can't play all the revenge games, but to me, if you look, try to isolate spots where you've got improving teams that lost the first meeting and they've got the home court advantage, you might do pretty well, and especially well when you get points, as was the case last night. That's a great win for Southern Illinois.
Might that not be true, Iowa and Maryland tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to take Maryland in this game. Maryland played their worst game of the season at Iowa. They really got dominated. But the Terrapins are playing well now. They've won three straight. They've had 25 threes made in their last two games, so they're knocking it down from outside. And as I suspect I don't have to tell most people in your region, Iowa not real good as a road dog the last few years. This has been their Achilles heel, so I think it might be a competitive game, but I like Maryland to come out on top.
And Maryland's undefeated at home, and they've beaten some good teams in College Park.
Yeah, I mean, they're a real solid team, and I mean, they're very good defensively. And when they're knocking down their shots from outside, they can be a very potent squad.
Can be. Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Observations right out of the chute as far as the Chiefs and the 49ers are concerned.
I like teams that run the ball and stop the run. That's just a philosophy I utilize all the time. And yeah, it doesn't always work, but I usually stay with it. And the 49ers run the ball better than the Chiefs, and they defend the run better than the Chiefs. So I'm going with San Francisco. In a close game, that's the philosophy I have to go with, and this sure looks like a close game.
You've told us that you do not play the totals, Dave.
I absolutely stink at totals.
Well, it sounds like most of the public is going over, right?
Oh, the public always bets, but the public always bets over, so that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Public always bets over in Super Bowl. They bet over last year on the Rams Patriots. How'd that work out?
That was a stinker.
No, and again, I really don't comment on totals because I'm no good at them, and I'm not possibly going to bet them, and I don't want to influence anybody who has an opinion that way.
This is the most bet game as far as the country is concerned each and every year, basically because of the props, and people, even if they don't know anything about gambling, betting, what have you, they get on a lot of the prop bets.
Well, it's the most bet game, period. It always has been. And that goes back way before they even had props. The props have just added to the mix, and now you've got in-game betting, and you've got mobile wagering in virtually every state that has legalized gambling. So they got to just smash every record that's ever existed, especially in a Super Bowl like this, which is, it's a really good betting game because you can make a very good case for either team.
What are the... Talking about props, there are some silly ones out there. You know, they got J-Lo and Shakira's cleavage and all that. You can have that. But, you know.
Those are only offshore.
Right.
You won't find those in any of the states because, they're just not going to pass gaming control in most states.
No. But
why would you do the anthem when the singer can manipulate that? I never got that, Dave.
Well, I don't know if we have I don't even know if we have I don't know if the anthem I don't think you can bet on that here either.
Okay. Well, I know it's up on a lot of places, but that is one that can be manipulated out there. some of them are so bizarre. I mean, you know, the yardage total for Travis Kelce against the fourth-round score of Matt Kuchar at the Waste Management Open. I mean, those things...
yeah, they're fun. The whole idea is to have fun.
Yeah.
A lot of them aren't serious, but, you know, if you want to throw $10 on something, you go ahead and do it.
I find those golf ones fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't even know what exists because I don't look at them. They're just not of any consequence to me. There are people who study these very, very closely, and there are some. And I got to tell you, they got to put up good numbers on these props. Otherwise, they'll get crushed because there are people who put a lot of time in on these and come up with edges. So this isn't like they're just throwing numbers out there for fun. They might be fun wagers for most people, but anytime you're putting up an actual betting line on something, you better be sharp. Otherwise, the sharps will get you.
Do you have any particular advice on halftime bets, Dave?
No, you just have to go with the flow.
Yeah.
And get a feel for it. I mean, the only thing that I can say is if one team has an unusually good half, oftentimes it won't be the case in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the angles in college basketball, if you have a team that shoots like 70% of their threes in the first half, they're a good go against in the second half because they're probably going to cool off.
Odds are that would be the case. Dave Kokin joining us here a few more minutes on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM as the Super Bowl Kansas City and San Francisco coming up this weekend. And, of course, we've got college basketball still moving on. You've got a play, I know, tonight that you've got out there as far as Twitter is concerned and at Kokin's Corner.
Yeah, that's USAP. It's just a system play that I like, and they're at home against Middle Tennessee, and it's minus 10. It's not a great play. It's just a system play, and the angle works more often than it doesn't. And I am on the Maryland side tonight in college basketball, so hopefully those will get there.
Anything in the world of pucks?
Well, there's a really interesting game tonight, the Nashville-New Jersey game, because John Hines is now the coach of the Predators. He was hired after they fired LaViolette. And Hines was fired earlier in the season by the New Jersey Devils. So this is the first meeting against his old team. It's a really big game for Nashville. They've got to get hot right now if they're going to have a chance to make the playoffs. Second of back-to-backs is not a strength for that team, but they are off a good win last night against the Capitals. And this is a very big game for them. So it's a little pricey on the road, but I think the Predators have a good chance to get there tonight.
Yeah. The Major League Baseball win totals came out. Anything catch your eye there?
I played one immediately, and that's this number will not be around for long. I played the Pirates under 72.5 wins. They stink. I think that team's got a real chance to lose 100 games. They're in a very difficult division with four quality teams. And, you know, their payroll is ridiculously low. They traded Marte, who was their best player. The starting pitching looks shaky. It's impossible to say whether the bullpen will be good or not because bullpens are so volatile, but they look like a really bad team.
Isn't the Cubs number right around 82, something like that?
Yeah, right around there, yeah.
A little higher than that, I think.
Yeah.
They're probably going to trade Chris Bryant, and I think their window is kind of closed right now. But they'll be respectable. I know this is going to sound like a repeated refrain, but the team that's going to get a lot of attention in the early betting is going to be the Reds.
Yep.
They won't get it from me. I will not play under on the Reds because I do think they've got a chance to be good. But we've heard this a few times over the past few years. Well, this is the year the Reds are going to break through, and they've consistently not delivered. So I won't be on the over there, and I think it's like 86.5. So I don't have them in front of me. I could be off on that. But the optimism is definitely there for the Reds, but the markets have already adjusted for that.
I don't know what the number is, Dave, but what about San Diego?
You know, it's tough because everybody's playing, except the Dodgers, is playing for second place. And I don't know. I think the Padres might be about a 500 team. But I think the Diamondbacks are better than they are. And then the Rockies and Giants are going to be pretty bad. Those might be teams you want to look to play under on.
Yeah. And to be, you know, Castellanos is going to hit about 70 home runs in Cincinnati, though. He is.
I don't know that that's – he'll still hit a lot of doubles because he's a gap-to-gap hitter. I don't know what the Reds' outfield is going to look like. I mean, they've got like six outfielders battling for three spots. It's going to be a real good battle in spring training. They might be a goalless team in spring training. Watch for them. Watch for their lineups, because they might have more big league players out there in a lot of games because they've got position battles going on, and that can be an edge in the preseason.
Yeah, UTEP -10. Dave likes tonight against Middle Tennessee State, who just a scant couple of years ago won an NCAA tournament game, I believe, upset Michigan State. Middle Tennessee State will not be in the NCAA tournament this year.
No. They're so bad they're not even going to be allowed tickets.
True. All right. Dave, appreciate it. Hey, enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. Check him out online. SmokingKokin.com, at Dave Kokin on Twitter.
Something to be said for, you know, Dave said he didn't play the total because he's not very good at it. I think a lot of gamblers probably should take heed in that. If you're not very good at it, don't do it.
But have fun if you're going to do it.
Sure.
Dave says have fun. And remember, he's good at this.
It's not cheap.
But he's good at it. 3:34 here on the Gym Class for Thursday on KGYM. We're going to take a break, come back, and get you ready for some college hoops talk. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. And we'll talk Iowa, Maryland. We'll look back at last night's UNI big win over Missouri State and more when we come back here on KGYM.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did. In the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter. And it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back in the gym class here at KGYM as Mark and I debate about our golf team and our golf selections.
I told you.
We both played I Told You So right there. 3:38, and we're going to talk college hoops right now. It is our weekly segment, Off the Glass, and it is brought to you by Coldwell Banker, real estate professional Chris Lehman, with over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction. Trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and surrounding areas. You can find him online at shootershomes.com. That is shootershomes.com. And Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here as we talk some basketball with you off the glass on this Thursday here on KGYM. You were sending me pictures of your buddy Holtus in Miami, and I misconstrued it as saying, Kevin, are you in Miami?
Well, Scott, I wish I was, but I know what a Chiefs fan you are and how excited you must be for this upcoming Super Bowl. And, you know, Mitch is our guy. I love working with him. He's helped me so much in this profession, and really excited to see him get a chance to call a Super Bowl and hopefully bring home the gold and the Vince Lombardi trophy for Kansas City.
I may have to have you do us a favor sometime soon and see if we can secure Mr. Holtus to come on, not only talk football, but also because he does a tremendous job on MVC games, too, and basketball.
Yeah, I think we're actually on a game together. Maybe it's the Drake at Golden Iowa game next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, on the 8th. But I haven't looked that far ahead. But I know I'm on a cup with him in February because we team up in Arch Madness. And, you know, he is just such a professional and so good at what he does in his profession. Well, and a huge advocate of the Missouri Valley.
Scott, you were getting texts about your favorite announcer. I was getting texts from Kevin about a gift from his brother Chris for your birthday, right?
Yeah, it was my birthday here earlier in the week.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thanks, guys. You know, when you get this old, you don't celebrate him too much anymore.
Oh, that's not true.
The Landsharks.
It's the surfboard with the bites taken off. He had it somewhere in his garage for years and dropped it off the other day, so I'm pretty excited to get that. That's fits right into what we've been talking about, Mark. There's opportunities out there for us to set some Landshark franchise.
Last night, let's start there. Let's start with you and I. Man alive, did they look good in their win over Missouri State last night at McLeod Center?
Well, Missouri State had just lost to Drake by 2 on Sunday, and they came in there and ran into a buzzsaw. They tried trapping A.J. Green in the middle of the floor, and Northern Iowa was ready for it. They just shredded that defense. Fife on the high post, shooters in the corner. They hit 17 threes, guys, and they had 13 when they played Missouri State down in Springfield. But, boy, did they look good. And, of course, when the ball goes in, you look great. If they assist on their first 9 baskets, they had 9 assists on those first 9 hoops.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical, Kevin. Say you and I maybe loses, let's say, 2 more games.
They're 7-2 at the halfway mark now, so yeah, That'd be 14-4.
So they lose 2 more games, and someone other than you and I wins the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Will that preclude you and I from getting an NCAA berth?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Mark. That would definitely put them on the bubble, and I think if they lost 2 more, it would put them on the outside of the bubble.
Really?
And I'm not sure what their net is right now. I think it was...
It's 49.
50 before this, 49.
Yep.
Now, the games are going to... If you look at the other side, Mark, if they win at Loyola and they win at Indiana State, that really helps that net because that's the two games left that I think would fit in the quad one category or quad two, and that's, you know, what we'll be talking about here soon when we start bringing up selection Sunday. But those are the two big games that really help the Panthers net. And they can't trip up like they did at Illinois State. And what we're seeing out of Southern Illinois, I heard you guys talking earlier about this Southern team that beat Loyola. That's no embarrassment to lose at Southern. They are under Brian Mullins, their first year. This is a team that is really playing well at home.
Well, and we remember the Saluki teams of about 10, 15 years ago. That was the team, even with Creighton and Wichita State in the league. Southern Illinois was always up there knocking on the door and making NCAA tournaments.
Well, Scott, the guy that you saw play in those teams, Brian Mullen, is now the coach at Southern Illinois.
Yep.
His first year, he was on Porter Moser's staff. You know, I had their game at Bradley where they were right in that game until their player broke his leg, and then that just kind of took the emotion and really drained that Saluki team. But they've been really good at home. Beat Loyola, beat Northern Iowa. Struggled a little bit on the road, but dangerous right now. They are, you know, if I'm going to vote for Coach of the Year at midseason, you got to look at two guys, Ben Jacobson, because they're leading, and what Brian Mullen has done with Southern Illinois.
Kevin, I think Scott and I both thought Iowa State would give Baylor a better game. I think the spread was only 4 or 5 as it opened, but I think it just showed the difference between the two teams.
Mark, I hate to say it, this Iowa State team, they just can't shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
And they're 4-17 from three, and for sure Bolton made all four of those. Nixon's 0-4, Halliburton 0-3. They just can't. And that is the old saying in basketball, you know, your shooting makes up for a lot of deficiencies, covers up a lot of warts. And this is an Iowa State team that has not shot the ball consistently at all this season. And my concern is now they're getting very little out of their inside play. And I know that, you know, Scott, you and I really liked what we saw Michael Jacobson do last year. He's really struggled this year.
Yeah.
They're not getting a lot out of Solomon Young. He's been up and down. And I thought George Condit would have a great year, and he's just kind of faded.
He has, and Iowa State 0 for the year on the road, too. That has not helped. And now they go to Austin on Saturday. Shaka Smart needs a win in the worst way for Texas. They are squarely on the bubble at this point, 13-7 overall and 3-4 in the Big 12 so far.
Well, Texas just got a huge win at TCU where they won 62-61. If you look at the schedule for Iowa State, and you just went through it, Scott, you're at Texas, you're at West Virginia. Whoa, that's going to be a tough one for the Cyclones, especially the physicality that they bring, and then maybe Kansas State back home. There's not a lot of chances here for this Iowa State team to get a run going because Kansas State home, very winnable game. You're at Oklahoma. Oklahoma also a bubble team if you look at what Lenardi's talking about in the Big 12. So, you know, it's a grinder in the Big 12, and if you can't shoot the basketball, it's tough at home, and it's even tougher when you're on the road.
Did we maybe give Texas Tech, they've got talent again in Lubbock, but it's young talent. They were having to depend and lean on a lot of freshmen this year. And as we know, freshmen have great nights and freshmen can look like freshmen at times. And Texas Tech, I think, is a little bit underachieved as far as most of the experts have thought anyway. Still a good basketball team though, but only, you know, they're 4-3 and 13-7 right now.
I think, Scott, we more gave credit to Chris Beard and how well he's coached in his years there. And maybe we overvalue the team because of his past coaching success at Tech, you know, getting to the Final Four. Because he had a bunch of new players. Not a lot of guys are back from that Tech team from last year. Moretti's back and a couple others. But it's basically a new team in a Big 12 that, you know, when I look at the Big 12, Kansas and – it's a funny thing about how good Baylor is, but people aren't really talking about Baylor nationally being a Final Four team, and I think they have a great chance at that. I don't know how strong the Big 12 is this year, guys. I think once you get past those top four, it drops off in a hurry.
Well, a battle for third place in the Big Ten tonight at College Park, Maryland. And earlier this year, Iowa held Maryland to its fewest points it had ever scored in a Big Ten game. That came up earlier this month. I think it's revenge time for Maryland.
Well, they've been good at home, Mark. I think they're 11-0 at home, and they were horrendous shooting the basketball at Carver Walker Arena. You're not going to see that again. And, you know, Jalen Smith is coming on huge for them. He had a big game at, was it Indiana? They came back and won that one. And, of course, you know, Anthony Collins has been there, like, forever. So this is going to be a tough one for the Hawks. I heard you talking earlier about, you know, do you take a split? The game I'm really excited about is Illinois coming in to cover Hawkeye, because that rivalry used to be one of the best ever. It's kind of faded recently. And I think that the shine's coming back on this border war between the Illini and the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And it is a sellout, by the way, on Sunday. That announced yesterday by the University of Iowa. I wanted to ask you, do you agree with the suspension of Brad Davison of Wisconsin?
Well, it came from the Big Ten office, and you know, I watched that game and saw a little bit, but I didn't see the close-up, so I'm not really sure what he did, but I thought it certainly upset Luca Garza. And remind me again, I got it right here, but how long is that suspension?
One game suspension for his hit on McCaffrey, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that one-game suspension, because I think it was a below-the-belt contact that was done on purpose.
And I think the Big Ten thought that. And he's a repeat offender,
everybody
too.
Everybody but Greg Gard thinks so.
Well, I see he lost another player, decided to transfer today.
Kobe King, yeah.
Kobe King, yeah, announced his transfer, which is really weird. You know, who transfers, announced the transfer in February when he's been getting some playing time for the Badgers? So maybe there's some issues up there with in Badger land.
Well, Greg Gard he's on the hot seat now. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Greg Gard is definitely on the hot seat in Madison.
Well, good guy. You know, he's a Bo Ryan disciple. I think he's a Bo Ryan even at Platteville. So he's been with Bo forever. And remember, he got the job. Bo resigned late so that search would, and he was kind of set the table for Greg to get that position. And, you know, back to Illinois-Iowa game, guys. So I've got in Loyola, I got Brent at Loyola Saturday night, and I'm driving back after that game so I can get here for that noon tip-off for the Hawkeyes and Illini. That's how I'm excited I am about that game.
That'll be fun.
I want to go back to tonight's game, Kevin, real quick. This matchup between Jalen Smith and Luka Garza, is there an edge either way, and if so, how?
Great question. And I'm trying to picture.
That's what I try to do, Kevin.
It is going to be worth the price of admission to watch those two guys, because you know, Smith more athletic, Garza more crafty. This is going to be a really good matchup. But I heard you say earlier, usually in these types of things, someone else decides the outcome of these types of games. So, you know, how's Joe Toussaint, we've seen him grow as a player throughout this year. Now he's on the road in another hostile environment, and he played consistently. We've seen it at home. You know, it's comforts of home. Now the Hawkeye team going on the road, we know they're good at home, and they can score baskets. Can they take that defense and that high scoring and get some wins on the road? Because you look at their schedule, guys, they've got six road games left and five at home. When I look at their home games, once you get past the Illinois game, they're all look very, very winnable. Nebraska, Ohio State, Penn State, Purdue.
I would agree.
So what can they get done on the road? I think it's a big one tonight.
And it'll be interesting to see Luka Garza as he goes home. Frank will not have to travel for this one.
I tell you, isn't that kid amazing? I mean, I've never seen a player play that hard every possession, every trip. You know, he's a real credit, and he should. We talked about this last week. He's got to be first team All-American
so far. Anyway, a lot of people have him as Big Ten Player of the Year at the coming up on the halfway mark for that. All right.
And another guy, Another guy I want to mention before we go up, Ryan Kreener has been really playing well for the Hawkeyes. You know, his numbers in the last couple games, he's knocking in threes, he's almost in double figures in points. He's been a big lift off the bench.
All right. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it. Thanks, and we will talk to you with Off the Glass next Thursday.
Well, hopefully we'll be celebrating a Kansas City Chiefs victory, Scott.
I second the motion, but I'm biased. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Lehman joining us, courtesy of Chris Lehman, Caldwell Banker Realty, and ShootersHomes.com. Take a break. Come back. Tell you what happened on the lanes last night and give you an update on how Zach is doing in the first round of the Waste Management Phoenix Open when we come back here at KGYM.
Pros like you start with Lowe's to help take you and your business to the next level every day and at the right prices, too. Stop in today and check out our selection of Little Giant ladders, including the Little Giant King Combo Ladder. It's the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder for only $159, an all-in-one ladder that lightens your load and makes it easier to get any job done faster. Speaking of fast, need supplies in a pinch? Order online at lowsforpros.com and we'll have your order ready for pickup at the Pro Desk. For this job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is a trip to the Home Depot's Days of Doing bath event. Like vanities up to 40% off, faucets from only $49, plus a wide selection of online bath products. Can't make the trip? We can deliver. It's a good time to be a doer and a saver. Now, at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Get to B-Dubs on Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Or as we like to say, 100% more wings. That's right. When you buy boneless wings on Thursdays, you get the same amount of wings for $0.00. Basically, the second order is 100% off. So get here for buy one, get one free boneless wings on boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Roar!
Buy one, get one of equal value free. Dine in at participating locations. Takeout is limited and may vary by location. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one offer per customer. Not valid with any other coupon.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it was indeed Bowling Night in America last night, and our Bowling Night in America report is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, and a fun night on the lanes last night, and a good night on the lanes last night as well for a certain team known as the Rusty Nails. Maybe we did it for Hall of Famer Corey Starry last night.
Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. I don't know, but it was a good night. Led by Jason Cole.
Will be a All-Stater Hall of Famer.
We got a lot of All-Staters on our team, aside from you and I. But at any rate, it was a very good night.
We're contributors.
Rusty Nails winning 22 out of the 30 points. Got a good push from Quaker Oats, but we were able to prevail and win all three games, and as I said, 22 points out of 30. So
we're over 500 now.
Very good night. We're over 500. We have not gotten official standings and stats from league secretary.
I did fill it out. You were there.
I was. I'm not going to blame you, but
Mike Hoskins was watching me fill it out.
Yeah. So we'll bring you up to date next week. This is week 20 of 32 in the Adult Evergreen League. And honors last night went to our curling friend, Lon Pepper.
Yeah.
Lon was here in studio with Tyler George, the Olympic men's gold medalist, not so long ago.
Maybe the greatest interview we've ever had.
It was great. It was great.
And Tyler George, everybody wanted to invite Tyler to their event for the next two days.
And I got to thinking, maybe with Lon's performance recently, maybe curling and bowling, there's some tie.
Oh, the, oh, definitely.
And the aim, right?
I have asked Lon. He said, absolutely there is.
Lon Pepper with a 279 game and 763 series. He was bowling on the set just to the left of us, and I kind of leaned over to Lon when he had the first nine strikes in the third game, and I said, you know, you still can't get that 800 yet, Lon. He said, yeah, the guys were... He had like a 790-something last week or a week prior in quest for his first 800, but he's hot right now.
Yeah, and congratulations to Lon. And if you'd like to inquire about open bowling, if you'd like to stop on by Pro Shop, we encourage you to do so. And also check out Globe Bowling. You can do so by going to the website or giving them a call out at May City.
Yep, phone number is 362-0136, website maycitybowlcr.com.
They'll be sure and help you out with your game. Give you all the pointers and everything you need. If you're needing the pointers.
Tyler George ever in the neighborhood again, we'll bring him in.
Supposed to be here for the Nationals.
Yeah.
And if he's anywhere close, we are having Tyler back on. We will have
it
Tyler.
It was a lot of fun.
We will have Tyler back on. How's Zach doing?
He's doing very well. 3-under through his first 10 holes. He played the back nine first. And he is on the second hole right now. He is tied for 18th, four strokes back of J.B. Holmes, who has the lead outright at the Waste Management Open. And we have a poll question real quick here at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Will the Hawkeyes finish off a regular season sweep of the Terps tonight? Yes or no?
Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. It's going to be an interesting game tonight.
7:30 tip, or just a little bit after that.
On the BTN. And Maryland is tough at home. And it's going to be a good ball game. I'm just going to say that. And I hope Luca Garza has another very good night in front of friends and family.
Mm.
And we'll see how it all plays out. Stay tuned, Todd and Alex, coming up next on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.